Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1803. The topic is mindset, and the title is, What's Important? Well, when you have a goal, and you have actions you want to take to achieve that goal, unfortunately, most of the time, and especially if it's a big goal, you're going to mess up. But what's important is what you do next. One of my favorite podcasts is a really old one, podcast 251. You can actually find all of our podcasts, even the old ones, on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. You can go there underneath the podcast player instructions on how to find older podcasts. But podcast 251 is a mindset podcast titled Drop the Right Ball. Recently, I missed 2 days of podcasts. That's significant for me. I think in the history of the 1,803 podcasts, I think I've probably missed maybe around 10 total days in the last 1,803 days. You know, so it doesn't happen too often, but I do miss days every now and then. What no one really sees, and there's no need for you to see it, but what happens behind the scenes is that often before I miss podcasts, I've been struggling to try to keep them in. I've been up till 3 in the morning without having gone to bed yet. Maybe I got up at 5 in the morning to try to get the podcast in before everything else started for the day. I just try my best to never miss the podcast, but it does occasionally happen. With life responsibilities and with variable increased demands, there will be times when, seasons of life when, you are only able to maintain and grow the tippy-tip-top of your priority list. When I think about work responsibility, like work priorities, for me it's client programs, client check-ins, potential client work. When people reach out, I want to, you know, respond to their emails, respond to phone calls, set up any virtual meetings if needed. Then there's podcasts, and then kind of everything else. Lately in the season of life I've been in, I've been getting in the programs, getting in the check-ins. I've been a little delayed on the potential client work, but I've been keeping up with it as best as I can. And when it comes to the podcasts, I've been just getting them in if ever, whenever, however I can. The space for podcasts is getting smaller and smaller, but that's just this season of life. And in those seasons of life, when you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and you just don't know what to do, how to catch up, how to get ahead, you think to yourself, of all the things I'm juggling in life, what is a rubber ball and what is a glass ball? So this goes back to podcast 251, Drop the Right Ball. If you're juggling the demands of life, you're overwhelmed, stressed, exhausted, you have absolutely no time, what do you drop in order to catch a breath? What do you drop in order to maintain your top priority quality? What do you drop? It's an important question to consider to ensure that you're dropping the right thing. When we think about what we have to juggle in life, certain things are glass balls. If we drop them, they shatter. Can they ever be repaired? Likely not, but maybe through painstaking effort, we could glue them back together piece by piece by piece, but it may never be the same. If we drop a glass ball, it is very significant. On the contrast, if we drop a rubber ball, maybe we drop it just once. It hits the floor, bounces back up. We can quickly catch it and get it back into rotation. If we drop it for a longer period of time, it hits the floor, bounces up, comes back down, hits the floor, bounces only some of the way back up. Eventually we have to reach lower and lower and lower to grab it, but we can get it, and it'll take longer to get back into rotation, but it can be the same once it's back in. Glass ball you drop once, possibly done forever. Rubber ball, you can drop once, put it back in rotation a few times, drop again, back in rotations a few times, maybe drop it twice, back in rotation a few times. It's always the same once you get it back in. There might be some time it takes to get it back into rotation, but it can be the same. It can catch back up. Now, too often when we're stressed, overwhelmed, when something just drops without us planning for it, we may accidentally drop a glass ball. Something that's so important to us that it has significant impact on us or on those around us. Without being prepared, when we're temporarily or momentarily stressed, overwhelmed, and we drop a glass ball, it can have permanent change. So a temporary feeling can lead to a permanent change if we don't protect against that. So it's important for us to know what our glass balls are. What are the things that no matter what happens, you never want to drop this? Maybe you have a religious focus. Maybe you have a significant other. Maybe there's an aspect of self-care. There are components that are very important to you. It's important to know what they are. And then there's rubber balls. There are components that, you know, if we miss it today, oh well, not the end of the world. It's important to know those things. And it's also important that when we're in temporary situations, that we don't react in permanent ways. Is what you're upset about now worth ruining the future? That's something I often ask myself when I'm overwhelmed, frustrated, stressed. If I'm angry, I often ask myself, is this just temporary? I caution myself to not respond in a way that creates a permanent effect if it's a temporary emotion. And I'd encourage you to try to do the same. I'd encourage you that when you feel overwhelmed, to give yourself permission to drop a rubber ball or two. Give yourself a chance to catch up. I dropped the podcast for 2 days. I did. I traded it in for sleep because I was really, really tired. Traded it in for sleep. It's okay to do that because it'll bounce back. I appreciate every single one of you that listen to this podcast. And I am of the assumption that if I miss a day or two, you're going to come back and check and see if it's still here. And I appreciate that very, very, very much. And unfortunately, I had to count on that. Lately, I had to drop two podcasts and see if I could pick it back up and keep it going. And I'd encourage you to do the same. That if you feel overwhelmed, give yourself permission to drop a few things. Make sure they're the rubber things. And then as quickly as you can, get them back on track. You know, pick them back up. Get them back into rotation as fast as you can. But give yourself that permission to catch up. So it's important to know ahead of time what are the glass balls and what are the rubber balls, so that way you know what to drop. That can give you a chance to catch up, but not then say, oh crap, I made a permanent negative effect. Make sure you're dropping the rubber balls. And then when it comes to emotions, when you feel overwhelmed, angry, upset, ask yourself, is what I'm upset about temporary? If so, take a breath. Pause on taking action if you can without sacrificing safety. If you need to, you know, take action to remain safe, please do that as fast and as quickly as you can. But if you can pause on taking action, please do. And then think to yourself, how can I respond if a response is needed to alleviate the temporary issue in a manner that will also be temporary? Meaning if I'm angry at somebody, I don't want to ruin the entire relationship for that anger. If I'm frustrated in the moment, I don't want to like punch a stranger in the face and end up in jail. If I'm frustrated about a temporary issue, can I respond in a way that alleviates the issue but is also temporary? Sometimes when you're angry, you just have to excuse yourself and walk away. Sometimes you just have to take a breath. And think of the permanence of the significance of the issue. And see if you can temper your response to better match the situation. So we think about the title of What's Important. To help us live our best life, it's important to know what's important. It's important to know what we would consider the glass balls of what we're juggling in life and the rubber balls. It's important to give ourselves permission to drop the rubber balls if and when we need to. And it's important to remember that if we're suffering from a temporary issue, to try to respond in a way that alleviates the issue, but also in a temporary way. We don't want to make a permanent impact due to a temporary situation. Okay. I hope these pieces of advice helped. I'm sure in every circumstance under the sun, it doesn't always apply, but I do feel that these thoughts, these concepts help me, and I hope that they then, in turn, will help you. If you have any questions, if you need anything, just shoot me an email. My email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Jim. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.